101.5.
All right, good morning, 8:17. We have special guests in the studio. I love special guests, especially when they're right here from Fredericksburg and they're friends of ours. Man, it's always good to have Huntley here. Huntley, welcome, my friend.
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing?
Glad to have you here. But not only is Huntley here, his awesome, beautiful daughter, Stella, is here.
Hi.
Good morning. Hi, Stella.
Yay,
hey,
Stella.
How are you?
Good.
Thanks for coming in this morning. Are you excited?
Yeah.
You got your radio voice ready?
Mm-hmm.
What was that you said a minute ago before we came on the air? Can you say it again?
On air, B101.5.
Yeah.
Oh, she's tired.
She did that better than I did.
That's what I'm talking about. That was good. Huntley, get out of here. We don't need you.
Yeah, we don't need you. Get out of here.
All right, so Stella, I got to ask. During the Voice, when Dad was on the Voice, did you think he was going to win?
Mm-hmm.
You did? From the very beginning, did you think he was going to win?
Mid?
Mid.
Midway through?
Yeah.
You could be honest. I didn't think I was going to win.
I like that. I like that. So, and how has it been? Like, when you go to school, do you go to school in Fredericksburg?
Yeah.
Okay. When you go to school, do all of your friends know who your dad is?
Mm-hmm.
They do? Are they excited for you? Do they love talking about it?
Uh-huh.
Do you like talking about it?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite song that your dad sang on The Voice? There were a lot, huh?
There were a lot of songs.
I can't think.
Well, we had Creed, Higher. Yep. We had the Teddy Swim song, right? What was the name of that one again, the Teddy Swim song?
Oh, my goodness.
No,
my
it wasn't Teddy Swims. I'm sorry, buddy. It was the...
Daylight.
Yeah, David that's my favorite.
Yes.
Daylight.
I'm sorry,
which
Teddy Swims.
Awesome. It's funny you bring that up. He actually followed me last night.
Who did?
Are you
David
serious?
David Kushner.
David
yeah.
Kushner followed you?
Wow.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
That is great.
I think that's probably her favorite one. She knew that song before I did.
That's awesome.
Oh, nice.
Stella, what is it like now when you're walking down the street with Dad and everybody's like, Huntley, can I get a picture? Can I get a picture? Does that excite you? Does that make you proud?
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But she has to get, if it's our time, I always let her give permission if they can take my photo.
That is so cool.
Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you want to share with us about Dad? Anything you want?
No.
No?
Only nice things, right?
Uh-huh.
That he's the best dad in the world,
best
right?
Best dad ever.
Best dad ever.
That's what I'm talking about. Huntley, I'm going to ask you a couple questions really quick, then we're going to get back to you and you're going to help us out with something, okay, Stella? Huntley, as much as I love talking about The Voice, man, and we're super proud of you for winning The Voice, man. We couldn't be prouder.
Thank you so much.
I've got to know, what is next for Huntley the Artist? I know you had a couple of shows in Manio, North Carolina over the weekend, a couple sold-out shows. You killed it, so I heard. I mean,
amazing.
I saw videos. How was that?
Yeah, Manio, it reminded me a lot of Fredericksburg. It was a small town, but a really close-knit community. And the way that the community came to life when we came there, it just made us feel so welcome. You know, we played two packed out shows back to back nights, and then the VIP experience got way more packed than we thought. And it was a really good time to kind of get on a personal level with fans and kind of let them know who I am. And I must say, the people that I've just met along this journey, the fans, have just been some really great people. So it just makes me feel like I have the best fans in the world.
Well, I think you do, man. And there's a lot to like about you as well. You know. You're always taking time for your fans, and I love that about you, dude. I mean, anytime we're walking down the street and somebody, Huntley, you stop every single time to take a picture or sign something, and that says a lot, man. That's one of the reasons people love you so much. They know you're talented, but they know you're a down-to-earth guy as well.
Yeah, so, I love you know, just meeting people, because especially that have been watching this journey, because they feel like it's been their journey too, and
right.
I love that, because... You know, winning The Voice was amazing, but, you know, just like an experience I had, you know, last night, I met this young gentleman, you know, Kai, and his grandmother. And, you know, I didn't know, but I got a message that him and his family actually lost everything in a fire here locally. And, you know, just stopping and taking a picture and just getting to know a kid and just, you know, giving him some, you know, notice, it just made his day and his night. And I didn't even know, you know, the situation that his family was going through. And that's just walking on downtown Fredericksburg, you know, right there by Italian Station. And, you know, I met them, and I didn't even know the story. And they said it made his night. And that's the kind of thing that I live for.
I think I saw those kind
of moments.
I saw that picture, I think, when I woke up this morning that was circulating on Facebook, man. I thought that was super cool. So that's great to hear. Now, Huntley, you have been singing the national anthem, dude. Which, you were at the Chargers game, is that right? You sang the national anthem before. Then you sang for your team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That was amazing.
Dude, how cool is that? And you've got some stuff coming up as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, I think that I think the best thing about this is it's getting opportunities, just like I did. Like, I got to go fire the cannons from the ship at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Stadium. It's pretty insane. And now I just went and played Manteo, and now I know how to pronounce it right.
What'd you say, Manteo?
I was like, Manteo. I was like, Manny, bouncy, wow, wow. But, you know, and now I have, I'm playing Super Bowl weekend in Las Vegas at Sober Bowl. And I'm also playing in February 22nd at Whiskey Jam. I got invited from a buddy of mine named Donnie. He's actually going to be on season 25 of The Voice, and they're going to be playing some music over there. So I'm going to come in there and check out Nashville a little bit. And then, we got a lot of big things happening here locally. We're just trying to figure out a date, and we'll let you guys know for sure.
All right, cool. Are you working on some music for us?
Oh, definitely, every day. You know, it was really an amazing experience to bring my original music down to North Carolina and bring my guys down there. You know, Tyler Rhodes, Jason Ross, and Ian Lafferty, they really put in the work. And, you know, my team, Miles Calipi and Guy Paramore and Matt Rose, they all came down there. And, you know, I think that we just kind of showed a little bit why we're doing what we're doing, because we love it. And I think that the way that people gravitated more towards my original music than even the covers was just such a beautiful thing. And people at the after party were just saying, hey, play your originals. We love your originals. Yeah. And I think it's just kind of being on a show where you're singing other people's songs. It's like, I didn't know how well people would take what I actually do. And they like it better, apparently. So,
hey, man, well, look, make sure when you get that first single ready, you let us know, Megs. Mm-hmm. We want to premiere it first. World premiere right here whenever that happens.
Oh, 100%.
So, all right, here's what we want to do. We want to have a little fun, Stella. So get ready. All right. We have got three different pieces of paper here with songs on them. They're folded up all nice and secretly. And what we want to do, this is going to be like, we're going to get Huntley to sing, but this is going to be like a very kids boppy, unorthodox type deal here.
I am so scared.
We're going to have you sing some stuff that you probably wouldn't sing any other time, except maybe when Stella was a little bit younger, you might have, you know, sang some of these during bedtime
fun
or on the
songs.
Way to school.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So Stella, choose a piece of paper, unfold it, and tell us what it is, and let's have Dad sing it.
Okay, let's see what the first one is. What'd you pick?
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Oh, twinkle, twinkle, little star.
All right, I don't know if I know the words to this one. Let me see.
Oh, make it up, dude. Let's go.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are.
Yeah! Dude, you got to add that to your set list.
I was going
to
say, that's really...
I was thinking Stella's clapping on time there. Let's
nice
go.
Job,
yes.
Stella. You got
She's
it going
part
on,
of the
girl.
Band.
Girl, you got to pick up a tambourine and be part of the band.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. All right.
Yeah.
Is this the one that I just did?
Yes.
Okay. Pick another piece of paper and let's see what we got.
This one.
All right. Read it to us. What does it say?
It says... Itsy bitsy spider.
Itsy bitsy spider.
Itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout.
Come on!
Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Up came the sun and dried up all the rain. And the itsy bitsy spider went up the spout again.
Yeah!
I think I'm going to put that one on the new album for sure.
Dude, that's got to be there.
I need to put a kids album out. This is great.
Itsy bitsy spider. Dude,
yes.
imagine you go out for your show. You go off and you come back for an encore and you're like, y'all might know this one. It's called Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Itsy Bitsy
Spider.
There it is. All right, one more. I need some heart and soul in this one. What do we got?
It's row, row, row your boat.
Oh, that's the instant classic right there.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Hey!
Hey!
Stella, I don't know the rest
has
of that
so
one.
Much rhythm. My goodness, you're so good, Stella.
Next time we gotta work in some I Wish I Were a Little Fishy Fish. You know that song?
I do not.
I wish I were not. A little fishy fish. I wish I were a little fishy fish.
He's just
fish.
Making that up.
I'd be swimming in the nudie without my bathing suit. I'm not making it up.
Yeah,
I swear.
Think you are.
Guys, listen, we appreciate y'all being here. Thank you so much for taking the time to stop in. Stella, thank you for coming along as well.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you. And you're adorable. You know you're welcome anytime. Huntley's welcome anytime. This is like second home for you guys. So you can come in anytime.
I don't think I can come without her now.
No,
yeah. I'm gonna top this one.
You're a star. You got to get home. Like I said, get on that tambourine. Bring it in next time, you know? Anything else you want to say? I'll let you have the last word, Stella.
No.
Nothing at all. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. What's your favorite cereal?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That's a good choice.
That is a good one.
Stella, thank you. Huntley, appreciate you, my man.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having us.
Come back anytime. We're going to take a look at the roads really quick. Nikki's in the Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers Time Saver Traffic Center. Good morning. Thank you.